الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم Honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Many centuries ago in the era of the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, there was severe drought and famine. Now also people are worried about drought, famine. In the recent past, we had drought in our country also, shortage of water. Maybe the rain is coming from the sky, but the water is not in the taps. Someone is talking about the war and the implications on the cost of food, the cost of living, petrol prices, petrol shortages, fuel shortages. So this is in the mind, this is in the media also. One is an apparent cause, and the other is an underlying and the real cause. When you go to a doctor, you tell the doctor your symptoms. This is what is happening to me. I got a high fever. So the doctor will want to trace what is causing that fever. Let me treat that. If I treat that, then the fever automatically will go away. The symptoms might be on the surface. You can treat it symptomatically, but that's not going to solve the problem. It will crop up again somewhere else. You have to look at what is the underlying cause. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, and this is, by the way, I'm just digressing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Walam yanqusu al-mikyal wal mizan illa ukhidhu bis-sinin." That when people will begin to cheat in weight and measure, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe to the curtailers, those that give less. Don't only restrict it to cheating on the, but cheating in what we do, in what we give, correct, right, in the haq way. Allah Ta'ala says, then there will be repercussions. Apparently it might be war. Two countries are fighting each other, three countries, four countries, maybe world war. People are fighting. That's causing all these symptoms to come up. But the real cause is the actions of men. It's a lengthy hadith. I don't want to go into that detail and the topic of discussion that will get lost. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh my muhajireen, there are five things that will happen. And I make dua that you don't see that time when these five things happen." The hadith starts off, and I'm just giving you an introduction. The hadith starts off, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا. When immorality will become the order of the day. LGBTQT plus plus, we're still going to add to this immorality. Haram and evil taking place, 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds addicted to pornography, openly discussing it, laughing about it. And extramarital relationships taking place on a large scale. People don't bat an eye. Zina of the eyes, zina of the tongue. So immorality, haram on large scale. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala will send certain sicknesses and plagues that they never heard of in the past. New diseases will come. And the second thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَلَمْ يَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. When they will begin to cheat in weight and measure, and cheating in general, that we don't give a haq where the haq is due. أُخِذُوا بِالسِّنِينِ. Then famine, the rising of prices, shortages of commodities, difficult times will come. But we have to look at where is the cause. That is because the actions are not right. So nevertheless, coming back to the incident, there was famine, there was drought in Baghdad. Animals were dying, people were going hungry, the crop was not being produced as it was required. So now people were going to Harun al-Rashid to get some assistance from him. Like in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, the king saw a dream, and it was interpreted that there will be 7 years of drought, of famine, of difficulty. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض. Make me in charge of the grain. So he was distributing the grain. People were coming and he was giving them the grain in the difficult time. And because he was so trustworthy, he was a Nabi of Allah. Allah made it such, everybody got enough food. Everyone was taken care of. So here again, if cheating happens, then there'll definitely be problems. Nevertheless, one woman is telling her husband, why you don't go to Khalifa Harun al-Rashid? We're in such difficulties. Go to him and get something from him. So he said, you know, the royal protocol is when you go to the king, you have to take something with you. So what do we have to present to the king? So she said, the most precious thing we have is this container of water. It had bacteria in it. It had algae in it. The oxygen had left it long time ago, what we call decaying water. It was stinking water. But that was the best thing they had because there was no water. She said, maybe you should take it. So he goes and he travels right up to the palace of the king. He gains an audience with the king. And he says, O king, I have come to you to present to you this precious gift of water. And Harun al-Rashid was known to be a very pious. So he received it with honor and respect. He took that container. He told his attendant, just throw it on that side, but fill it with gold. Fill it up with gold and give it to this villager. But do me one favor. When you are escorting him out, take him past the Furat, the Euphrates River. I want him to see the crystal clear water that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. He's brought this decaying water. Let him see what the king has. As he's taking him out, and his eyes fall on the crystal clear water, pure clean water, he becomes filled with embarrassment. What did I present? And what the king already has. And in return for my filthy water, what the king gave me. Beloved brothers, at the end of Ramadan, Ayyaman Ma'dudat, verse 183, 184, we have been hearing the whole Ramadan. At the end of Ramadan, after these numbered days have been complete, really, collectively, all our amal that we did, in front of the shan and the greatness and the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is worse than the decaying water that was being presented to Harun al-Rashid. And what Allah Pak will give us, brothers, is much more greater, multiple times, compared to the gold that Harun al-Rashid was giving that villager. We have to have that heart now. That Allah, whatever we did, you got angels that are carrying your arsh. They make such melodious dhikr that a person will go into an ecstasy if he had to hear that those angels in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, you have angels that are in ruku all the time. Allah, you have angels that are in sajda all the time. Allah, you have pure nur, وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. As you tell them, as you order them, they execute your orders. Allah, you don't need us. إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ. If you want, Allah can take you away وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It is nothing for Allah. Allah can remove you one shot. Allah can bring another creation that will worship Him, appreciate Him. It is Allah's fadl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy on us, that Allah gave us the tawfiq to put our heads in front of Him. At this time, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ. Complete the number of days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Praise and extol the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي بِنِعْمَتِهِ تَتِمُّ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah, it is your fadl, your greatness, your kindness. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And show your gratitude to Allah ta'ala, your appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Mu'minun, verse 60. Allah ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Those that give whatever they give, but their hearts are trembling with fear, because they have to return to Allah. So she was trying to work out, what is the meaning of this verse? So she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هذه الآية, this ayat, is referring to الذين, those people, يزنون ويشربون الخمر. Is it referring to those people that commit sin, that drink alcohol and wine, that commit zina, yasriqoon, that steal? Is it referring to them? وَهُمْ يَخَافُونَ اللَّهِ. They do all this wrong, but they have that fear in their heart. Allah, I'm doing wrong. Allah, I'm stealing. Allah, I'm making zina. Is it referring to them? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَا بِنْتَ أَبِي بَكَرْ يَا بِنْتَ الصِّدِّيقِ. Oh, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq. This is not the meaning of the verse. The meaning is, الَّذِينَ يُصَلُّونَ ويصومون ويتصدقون وهم يخافون الله. They fast in Ramadan. They perform salah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan. Tarawih salah out of Ramadan. Fasting in Ramadan out of Ramadan. They give the sadaqah, the zakat and fitr. They do charitable works. They do all the good deeds. وهم يخافون الله. And they fear Allah. Is this accepted? Or is it not accepted? The frame of mind. The last few hours, what is our frame of mind supposed to be? Someone is worried about the Eid biryani. What I'm going to have for breakfast? What I'm going to have for lunch? What I'm going to have for iftar today? But what is the true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mindset in the last moments before Ramadan concludes? They say the pious people, they worked hard, work, strive, ijtahidu, exert yourself. But at the end of it, Ibrahim alayhi salam is building the Kaaba. Ismail alayhi salam is with him. That same child, Allah said, slaughter him. He was ready to slaughter him. That same family, Allah said, leave them in the barren land of Makkah Mukarrama, when there was no soul staying there. That same man, in the beginning, when he went in front of the king, he broke the idols. The king said, throw him in the fire. Angels came to help him. He said, Hasbi Allah. Allah is enough for me. Kana ummatan. He was one man on the earth, but he was believing in Allah when the whole world was in kufr. They threw him in the fire. The fire didn't burn him. After all that sacrifice and qurbani, himself, his son, his wife, his family. Sarah on one side in Egypt, she went through some difficulties. Hajar on this side, she went through difficulties. Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. The whole family's tarbiyat and upbringing was made on qurbani, on sacrifice. After all that sacrifice, Allah is crowning it. The crown is the Kaaba Sharif. Build my house. And he's building the house of Allah. And what he's saying? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Ulama say this word, taqabbal is tasannu'. That means Allah is not worthy of acceptance. I am begging you, accept it. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he sends a letter to Ahlul Amsar, to all his governors, and this message is for the Ummah. He is the leader of the Muslims. He is saying, when you end Ramadan, Then you must end Ramadan with istighfar. Our amal, brothers, after doing all that good, we have to make istighfar. Allah, how I read Taraweeh half asleep. Allah was sleeping in sajda. Allah was cursing the imam because he was reading very, very long. Allah, I was complaining in my heart and mind. If I wasn't complaining verbally, it's so hot outside. 38 degrees. How are we going to manage? I'm feeling tired. My head is paining. I'm drained out. We have to make istighfar for the amal that we did. So he's giving this advice. And he says, and so beautiful, so beautiful. He says, complete your month of Ramadan with istighfar. Secure your forgiveness. The month of Ramadan was to secure your forgiveness. And Allah gave you multiple opportunities of forgiveness. Secure your forgiveness. And I like how he says, قُولُوا كَمَا قَالَ أَبُوكُمْ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Say like how Adam alayhi salam said, Allah, we have oppressed ourselves. If you don't forgive us and have mercy on us, we will be the losers. Oh Allah, with this frame of mind, if you don't accept our Ramadan, after the little that we tried, Allah, if you don't accept it, if you don't have mercy on us, tomorrow is the day of prize giving, payday tomorrow. I'm standing in the line and I'm told that, no, you go, there's nothing for you. Allah, if you don't have mercy on me, I will be a loser. He said, say like how Nuh alayhi salam said, وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Same sentiments. Say like how Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ I have hope that my Rabb will forgive my sins and my errors on the day of Qiyamah. He said, say like Musa alayhi salam said, رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي Oh Allah, forgive me, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ Allah forgive him. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. And then he said, and say like how Dhunnun said, Yunus alayhi salam said, when he was in the belly of the fish, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu mina zalimin. Allah, at the end of everything, you are worthy of all praise. There is no one worthy of worship except you. Allahu Akbar, tomorrow we will be reading the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allah, all praise is for you. Who am I? What is my actions in front of your greatness and your grandeur? Allah, however much I could do in front of your shan, it is not enough. Allah, you accept. I say, brothers, we have these opportunities in nafil salah, in your sajda. If we have no hope before asr, after the Jumu'ah salah, read 2 rakats of nafil salah in your sajda. Whatever of these du'as you remember, the common one we know is Rabbana zalamna anfusana. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Repeat it few times. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Say it in sajda. Let your heart be in that frame of mind of crying. Some people can cry physically. Other people, their hearts cry. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says, in dua, your heart must cry. That's the main thing. Your heart must cry. Have that frame of mind. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا Allah, accept from me. Allah, please accept from me. Allah is not worthy of acceptance. Allah, I beg of you. Allah, I beseech you. Allah, I cry to you. Allah, please, Allah, accept. Then inshallah, we can have hope that after a month of devotion, there will be a lifetime of change. Then we can have hope. Otherwise, like one of my students told me, not here, somewhere else. He said, Maulana, you know, the whole month of Ramadan, my parents, they put the TV off. But Eid night, the omnibus starts. The whole series, 29, 30, they never watch. They start watching it again. Complete, they make qada for all the sin that they didn't make in Ramadan. They make qada for it. May that not be our condition. May that not be our condition. There's a hadith that says, لا يموتن أحدكم Muslim Sharif hadith. إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله. When a person is dying, at that time he has to have the most hope in Allah. Because his life is coming to an end. When I looked at this hadith, I thought about us in Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is leaving. We have to have a lot of hope in Allah. The awliya ikram, they have fear. But we need to have more hope, brothers. Allah will accept. We have to have hope. Allah is Kareem. Kareem is that generous and noble Rabb. When someone is not deserving of something, He still gives him. That kafir is worshipping the idol. He's saying, ya sanam, you gave me this, you gave me that, I need a car, I need a house, I need this. And the Muslim is saying, ya samad, oh my Rabb, the most independent, the eternal. Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. You think Allah is not going to give him? You think Allah is not going to bless him? So my beloved brothers, have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the month of Ramadan, have hope in Allah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, at the end of Ramadan, Ya layta sha'ari man hadha al-maqbool fanuhanni. How I wish we could know whose Ramadan is accepted. We'll go and make Mubarak with him. For him is Eid Mubarak. For that person. In one masjid I was saying, how many people, the signature on Eid will be the disobedience of Allah. My Eid look is shaving my beard. What did he take from Ramadan? When Allah is boasting in the heavens, does he have hope of gaining Allah's mercy? That after Ramadan, he broke the command. He broke the sunnah. He came on the style of not the Muslim, or not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many will there be that will shake hands with a non-mahram woman? That will hug and kiss with non-mahram. Why? Because, you know, we family. This is my second cousin, my cousin. I need to keep them happy. So we forgot Allah immediately after Ramadan. So Eid Mubarak for that person that spent his month in devotion, Allah accepted his life change from Eid day. Mubarak to him. Man hadha al-maqbool. Who is that person? Fanuhanni, we congratulate him. وَمَنْ هَذَا الْمَحْرُومِ فَنُعَزِّي. And who is that person who has been deprived of Allah's mercy and forgiveness? We can go and make ta'ziyat with him and tell him, brother, we are so sorry. You are going to have to wait 330 days, 11 more months for another opportunity. Brothers, we still got the time. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions are judged. When Musa alayhi salam sat under the tree, after he ran away from Fir'aun, fearing for his life, he had absolutely nothing. He made a dua, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Allah, I'm a faqir, I'm a pauper in your court. Allah loves that. That is how we must make dua now, till the end of Ramadan. Allah, I desperately need your acceptance and change in my life. Allah, I want it. I desperately need your love. Allah, make me from your accepted servants. When he made dua with such desperation, Allah gave him a wife that was the daughter of a Nabi, Shuaib alayhi salam. Allah gave him a home. Allah gave him a job. And to crown it all off, Allah gave him nubuwat after that. What dua he made? Allah, I am a faqir, you are ghani. Allah, you are dependent, I'm a pauper. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. You are a pauper in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that mindset, with that frame of mind, we complete these few hours of the month of Ramadan. He said, Qunuhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, Qunu liqabooli al-amal ashadda ihtimama minkum bil-amal. More than worrying about, I did the amal, alhamdulillah, 29, 30 nights, taraweeh, 30 fast, alhamdulillah. He said, worry that it must be accepted. The cry must be, Allah, you must accept it from me. There were some pious people in the past, 6 months before Ramadan, they were making dua. They were making dua, oh Allah, let us see Ramadan. We made 1-2 months before Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And the 6 months after Ramadan, they made dua, oh Allah, now accept our Ramadan. 6 months after Ramadan, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he's giving the Eid khutbah. He's standing on the minbar. And he said, Alhamdulillah, you fasted for 30 days. You performed Tarawih Salah for 30 nights. Why did you come here? He said, now you came here for that, to get the stamp of approval and acceptance. That is why you came here to the Eidgah. May Allah Ta'ala include us all among the accepted servants of Allah, whose Ramadan, fast, tilawat, sacrifices, qurbani, Allah knows everybody's sacrifice. And Allah crown it with such acceptance that our lives change and we become the special chosen awliya of Allah after Ramadan. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So tomorrow will be the day of Eid. And the day of Eid, even the angels know, in the heavens it's Eid also. In the Sama it's Eid. It's called Yomul Jaza, payday. The day of gift, prize giving. So the angels, they come down. In Palok also there'll be on every street. In Newlands. And as you're driving, wherever it is, overport the whole world. وَقَفَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الطُّرُقِ. The angels stand at every road. Every creation can hear what they are saying. We can't hear, jinn can't hear. And what they are saying, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. O Muslims, اُغْدُو, come to the Eidgah, إِلَىٰ رَبِّن كَرِيمٍ. Your Lord is very, very generous. يُعْطُو بِالْخَيْرِ يَمُنُّ بِالْخَيْرِ وَيُثِيبُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَزِيلِ. Allah Ta'ala favors with good deeds. And Allah gives great, humongous, mass rewards. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives. قَدْ أُمِرْتُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَقُمْتُمْ وَأُمِرْتُمْ بِصِيَامِ النَّهَارِ فَصُمْتُمْ وَأَطَعْتُمْ رَبَّكُمْ فَاقْبَضُوا جَائِزَكُمْ. They say you fasted 30 days. You performed Tarawih for 30 nights. You obeyed Allah Ta'ala in this month. Now come and take your rewards. Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, Ya Malaikati, Imai wa Abidi, O my angels, Ma Jazaw Ajirin Waffa Amala. A worker worked a whole month. What should I pay him now? So they say, Allah Jazawuhu Ayyu Waffa Ajra. He must be given his full reward now. So Allah says, okay. Abidi wa Imai Qadaw Faridati Alayhim. My slaves, they did what I wanted in the month of Ramadan. So Allah takes five qasams. This is a pinnacle, brothers. This is a peak. Wa izzati wa jalali wa karami wa uluwi wa irtifa'i makani la ujibannahum. Now let them ask. Whatever they ask, I'm giving it to them. In Jannat, Allah will say, ask what you want, I'll give you and I'll multiply. On Eid, Allah will say, my servants have come, they made me happy, they pleased me, ask and what you want, I will definitely give it to you. Now when you leave from here, قُومُوا مَغْفُورٌ لَكُمْ. You are forgiven. قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّعَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. All your sins, I have changed it into good deeds. May Allah Ta'ala grant it to all of us. May Allah accept all our Ramadan. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make our Ramadan a turning point in our lives, that we all become His Muqarrabeen, His Awliya, Mukhlaseen. And Allah save us from Shaitan when he is released from his chains. May Allah Ta'ala give us that spiritual strength that we can fight him tomorrow for Fajr, the next day for Fajr, every day for Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. That we don't become a misdaq of the ayat where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my people, we don't abandon the Quran. When we make one khatam of Quran, we start another one like we did in Tarawih. So let us continue with Quran, continue with our salah, continue with all our good deeds. Make niyat now. Allah will give us the tawfiq. Few things, brothers, before we conclude. Make sure we discharge our sadaqatul fitr, 30 rands per person. Father is responsible for his dependents before the Eid salah. Brothers that are looking for space, let's make some space for the brothers, inshallah, they can proceed upstairs, inshallah. While I'm talking, brothers can open the door, inshallah. Faisal bhai, please open, let them proceed, right? Make some space for the brothers, let them proceed upstairs, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. The sadaqatul fitr, or rather the brothers in the masjid, make space, come forward, inshallah, fill in all the gaps, then whatever spaces are left, the brothers can fill it. Jazakumullah khair. Allah reward you. Whatever spaces are left, brothers can fill it inshallah. Discharge our sadaqatul fitr. The hadith says that our siyam, our fast is suspended until the sadaqatul fitr is discharged. Then the sixth fast of Shawwal. Very, very rewarding fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person that fasts the sixth, it is ka siyam iddahar, like he fasted the entire year. And one hadith says, he will get the reward. What is the reward for the sixth fast of Shawwal? He will get the reward like he is newborn. That means free from his sin. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.